passion for the planet, sound publishing,
the environment, health, alternative solutions.
I'm Chantal Cook. How to Survive a Pisces is a new book by Mary English. So what's so difficult about Pisceans that we need extra advice on dealing with them?
Well, I've been working in a mystical shop in Bath for the last few years, and I came across more Pisces than any other star sign that had got into a muddle. So I thought it'd be a good idea to write a book to help people understand that particular star sign, which I am one of myself. Floppy is the thing that I keep using the word to describe them, and a bit too overly sensitive, probably come down to it. But on the other side of it, they're particularly creative, artistic, that type of stuff. Yeah. Pisces themselves being the last sign of the zodiac, they're most often the misunderstood.
What things do you think we misunderstand about them?
Expect them to conform to lots of things, expect them to not feel upset about stuff. Their feelings are pretty important to them.
And do there particular star signs that they really gel with and some that they just think, oh, we just never get on?
Pisces is particularly good with Taurus, most of the earth signs, in fact, so Capricorn and yourself, what they'd be good with. They also get on, obviously, with the other water signs. Scorpio's probably a little bit too intense for them.
If you're, say, in a relationship with the Piscean, what do you have to look out for?
You have to allow them a certain amount of space, physical space. In the book, I describe about if you have a Pisces sibling, that you should have an area in the room that is theirs, that they can put stuff in and they can put their little candles and all the sort of mystical stuff, and not to allow that to encroach into other places. So it's about having boundaries is helpful.
You say that they're quite sort of mystical, spiritual people then. Why do you think that is?
It's to do with the planet that rules them. It's called Neptune. Neptune's about psychic ability. So an awful lot of Pisces are interested in that type of thing. They'll fight against it for a certain amount of time, then eventually they succumb. There's a lady that I've been working with for a long time called Nikki, and she was trained as an accountant because she thought, you know, if I don't get any work, at least I get some work as an accountant. Now she's doing the whole thing that she wants to do. She's doing readings, she's doing one-to-ones with people, she does cards, she does tarot, Reiki, the whole shebang.
Obviously, we talked a bit about surviving a Pisces if you're not a Piscean and the person in your partnership is. What about if you are a Piscean and you need to survive yourself?
I got asked this question recently, actually, and the book will still be helpful for a Pisces themselves because it describes the 12 different moon signs that you can have and the placement that your sun sign might be in your chart. This is quite critical because the book describes how to make a birth chart up, how to go onto the internet and do it the nice, easy, cheap way. Then you've got your chart and you can organise it. And then in the book is described exactly what permutations you've got as your particular Pisces. So it will help you as a Pisces yourself.
And what sort of influences might that have?
Influences? Someone maybe that has a Leo ascendant, like myself, likes to be recognised with a little bit of red carpet, you know, or somebody maybe with a Gemini ascendant would like to chat and converse. Somebody with a Capricorn ascendant would want things to be a little bit more stern and slow and organised, that type of thing.
Do you think there are other star signs that are as misunderstood as Pisces, or do you think this is the one that really requires the most attention?
I think it's the one that requires the most attention because, as I say, in my private practice, they're the ones that have got into the most amount of muddles. So that's why I've used the word survive to describe that particular sign, because I'm going to be doing, and I have already done, 3 of the 12 signs. And so there's a key word for each one. For instance, the Leo one is how not to ignore a Leo.
And when you say they're the ones that have most got into a muddle.
Yes.
What do you mean by that and what have they done?
They're in 2 or 3 different relationships. They haven't finished with previous relationships. They're not too sure where they want to go. They're so influenced by other people. They can't be clear in their heads. They might have lost their jobs. I only see clients when they're having a difficult time. Trust me, no one phones me up to say, hey, Mary, I've just won the lottery. You know. So the thing that they're going to have to remember is to trust their instincts and to do the spiritual things that they feel happier with.
Do you think, say you mentioned like getting into muddle in relationships and perhaps not finishing relationships sort of cleanly, is that a very Piscean trait?
Terribly so, yes.
Mm-hmm. So what do you do then if you're on the unlucky end of a relationship with a Piscean that's come to an end?
Does recommend in the book how to do that. One of them is to write them a letter and to burn the letter. I always recommend that to clients, that if you're in a relationship that hasn't finished and you're telling the person they're not listening, it wouldn't make, you're texting them, nothing's happening. I would say write a letter to the universe, fold it in 4, burn it and let it go. At least you're organising it on a spiritual level.
That's Mary English. Her book, How to Survive a Pisces, is published by O Books.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.